Let's get started. Hi, my name is Hajime Tazaki from IAJ Laboratory. So I'm going to give you about our recent project to port the container D implementation for the Darwin platform. So this is a part of our broader view of the project towards the running Linux application on the Mac operating systems. So the context of this talk is based on my proposal for the containerd pull request, which is trying to add the Darwin runtime support in the implementations. So this is about the Docker or containerd implementations for the macOS. So macOS currently has the Docker desktop software, which is running the Linux programs on the non-Linux platform by using the small Linux virtual machines. This is a kind of standard way to run such a program on the foreign platform. And everything, including the containerd or container engine, running inside the Linux VM. Only the client-side program runs on the host operating system. So by taking this design, the goal is to offer the transparent experience of the Linux container on the various platforms. This is useful for the development environment because in your local machine, you can experience the same behavior of the Linux machines. So in this case, you don't really have to have a containerd implementation for the Darwin platform. But our motivation is to eliminate this dependency of the virtual machines on the macOS because the container itself has been started to as an alternative to the heavyweight virtual machine by offering the lightweight virtualization. So there are several similar projects available today, like Microsoft has been proposed for the Windows subsystem for Linux, or WSL, to run the Linux binary program on the Windows. And the Graphene is a library operating system project, which also offers the Linux ABA compatibility on the various platforms. Noah and ZVisor are similar projects, and Noah is actually targeting for the macOS, and their internal technology are similar, like based on the system mode translation from the Linux binary program to the host operating system. Another way to offer such a goal is to use the lightweight Linux virtualization on macOS as Docker desktop does, like a Firecracker or a Kata containers, which was previously known as the Hyper.sh, can do such jobs. And the OSV is another unikernel or library operating system project which is recently adding the macOS host macOS support for the OSV program by offering the Linux binary compatibility as well. So if you look at the design space of such a kernel emulator, you can verify each project by looking at the compatibility itself and the available portability. So the system called translator based one, like ZVisor or Graphene, is useful because the portability is available. But achieved level of the compatibility is not complete because the translation always loses the context of the original information. So the perfect solution for the compatibility should be using the virtual machine, but the virtual machine incurs a non-negligible amount of the resources still required. So our goal is to offer the VM level compatibility as well as the higher level of the portability, while container level lightweight and The container level lightweight property should be also preserved in our implementations. So how it works internally of the Docker for macOS? As I mentioned, all the program is running inside the Linux VM. But what happens if you cannot use this Linux VM? We need to have all the internal components of the containerd and the Docker daemon and the OCR runtime and the kernel instances, because the kernel container instances is offered by the partitioning of the namespace facility offered by the Linux guest kernel. We macOS doesn't have such a namespace facility, so we decided to use the library operating system in the application program. So the characteristic of this Docker for macOS++ is to run the Docker images without hypervisor framework, which means all the program is built as a macOS binary and run as a macOS processes, macOS host processes. By doing such a design, taking such a design, we can benefit from the native experience of the Linux containers on the non-Linux platform. And it is currently supporting only Intel-based platform for the macOS part, host OS part, as well as the image binary format of the images. But we are currently working for the new Apple Silicon processors to support another platform for the execution. So for containerd port, so we are focusing on runtime independent part of the containerd implementation in this porting and patch set. So the originally the containerd itself can be built with the macOS platform, but it only generates the containerd sim binaries, which I don't know if this is useful or not. So first of the job that we did is to eliminate the build error of the containerd and pass all the tests available in this implementation. So we used the native snapshot for the storage work by adding the missing steps for the Darwin platform. And we also adapted the different behavior of the kernels, like for example, there's no bind mount available on macOS, so we emulated or faked with a symbolic link for this operation. And some of the system calls are different behavior, like FCH on returns error in the different conditions. And this grandchild process invoked by the fork system call is also behave differently. So we adapted these differences in the sub-repo implementations. And as for the OCR runtime, so there is no available OCR runtime for the macOS currently. So we implemented our dedicated runtime for the running the Linux kernel library programs under the container environment. So Linux kernel library is one of the libOS library operating system implementation, which embedded the kernel instances in the application program. How we can do? Because the LKL is a shared library version of the Linux kernel as an implementation of the hardware-independent architecture as a user mode Linux does. And the jobs, tasks of the disk run-u runtime is almost similar to the standard way to communicate with the CLI runtime implementation. And it also works as an internal configuration for the LKL programs to, for example, to configure the virtual devices. And the runtime also supports two different kinds of the images. First one is the runtime private images, which is useful for the statically linked LKN application. And it also supports the publicly available images like Alpine distribution by replacing the standard library on the fly. The usage is also standard way to add the runtime argument or runtime class name for the container environment. And for the line private images, we also prepare our multi-architecture images to support the different operating system, host operating system, and architecture. This is an example of the Nginx web server with the LKL, statically linked LKL library, which only consumes 2 megabytes of the program, of the container images. So I'm going to give you a brief demo about what this can do with the alternate design of the Docker for Mac. So the first of all, this is running under the macOS, and it's trying to invoke the Docker daemon at the first, and this is also internally invoking the container D instances on the right side pane. On the left side pane, Docker client is about to invoke after the configuration of the local file system under the macOS, for example. And the Docker run command is about to start by specifying our dedicated runtime as an argument and the Alpine Linux image with the uname command in this example. So after invoking this command, it is going to download the Alpine images from the Docker Hub and invoke execute the uname command to print the kernel version, which is based on the Linux kernel, not the Darwin kernel. And another demo is to run the ps command with the same images. So this is a list of the processes running inside the LKL program. And the busy box is only the user space program in this case. And another process is shown in this terminal is the internal kernel threads, which are initialized during the startup processes. So how this demo works internally? So after invoking the Docker run command, so it initially starts the LKL initialization and stay as an init process of this program. And after that, it is trying to invoke issues of vfork and the exec system calls for the downloaded ELF binary from the Docker Hub. And our custom ELF loader based on the masterlibc is loading this downloaded ELF program and pass the initialization. Then the call the main function of the binary. And after this main function has been called, all the system calls or kernel interactions should be forwarded to this macro binary program, which is running as a macOS process. And the system calls is actually redirected to, not from going to the host OS, but redirected to this LKL system call. And all the system calls handled in this macro process requested from the ELF programs. So unfortunately, there are still kind of a couple of limitations. Some of them are based on the vfork implementation, which still has a bug. And the vfork should wait until the children exit, So some of the parallel fork programs should not work. And our libc implementation is based on the master libc. So glibc based Linux distribution does not support at this moment. And statically linked binary doesn't work on this framework because the system call fork based on the replacement of the library doesn't work with this mechanism. So to sum up my talk, so I have been introduced a porting effort of the container D for the Darwin platform support, which is under review, which pull request is under review at the following address. So the broader goal of this container D port is to run Linux applications on macOS without hypervisor framework, which is similar project with the WSL version 1, but it internally differs a lot. So we are planning to port the Docker daemon after our containerd upstream has been done. Thanks for listening. And here is the list of the references. If you have any question, I'm happy to take any of them. Thank you so much.